News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Before the Shannon rose for the summer, Fianna Fáil Senator Robbie Gallagher drew attention to recent NTA figures showing 23 counties have seen a decline in taxi numbers, kind of paradoxically, because the population of those counties is actually increasing. It's causing massive strain on the economy and is having a real impact on rural Ireland. Robbie Gallagher is with us now. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Jonathan, and thank you for having me on.
This is very real. As somebody who lives quite close to a city where there are lots of taxis, but in a rural town, there are very few. And in fact, those who are driving those taxis are getting older and there's no one replacing them. Why is it becoming so unpopular as a career?
It's a very good question, Jonathan. And as you outlined earlier, the statistics released there by the National Transport Authority shows that we have a serious shortage of taxis throughout the country, but particularly so here in the border counties, where Monaghan had the highest decline of all, with something like a 32% drop, followed by Cavan and around 20, Donegal around 21% drop, and Louth something similar. So it clearly shows we have a problem, and that problem is affecting the nighttime economy. And it's also, in my opinion, acting as a social barrier for people who want to go out and socialise at night. Like, when you work hard all week and you decide maybe on a Saturday night, will we go out or will we not go out? That decision about a taxi is a key one as to whether you actually make the decision to go out or not. Because if you want to go out and for a bite to eat or have a few beers and you're thinking, how am I going to get home in a reasonable hour with a taxi? Is it possible to get one? And unfortunately, the answer for a lot of people is it's not possible. And then, therefore, they decide not to go out at all, which is not what we want to see. We want to see football in our streets and the nighttime, so that the nighttime economy can continue to grow and flourish. And as well as that, people who want to go out and mix with other people and socialise should be able to do so in the confidence that when they decide to go home, that it should be possible to get a taxi in a reasonable hour.
And the other side of this is the type of regulation we have here. I remember we used to have hackneys, and hackneys used to be how you got around, particularly in rural areas, that someone who didn't necessarily have to pay for a full plate and have their car festooned with stickers saying taxi, you know, they'd work a couple of hours on a Saturday and a Friday night, maybe topping up their salary from another job. There was plenty of them. Then we regulated the market to within an inch of its life, and all of those hackneys disappeared. I mean, is there something we're missing? Is there a trick we're missing?
I think you put your finger on it there, and there's been many conversations on your radio station and others about over-regulation, and I think this is another area perhaps we've gone down that road as well, and we're now seeing the net results of it. And I feel maybe that the first thing needs to happen here, Jonathan, what I would suggest, what should happen, we all realise there's a problem. So we need to get everybody involved in that particular industry, let that be the nighttime economy, let it be our publicans, let it be our people that own restaurants, the National Transport Authority and the taxi people as well. Get everybody into the room and have a discussion about the problem and try and come up with some solutions, because the solution that might come forward for the likes of a city like Cork or Dublin could be completely different to the solution that might be needed for a place like Monaghan, Cavan or the border counties or indeed the west of Ireland.
But the point was the people... a lot of people would have got into the car after a few points, which we were, you know, was bad then and is bad now. Yeah. But there would have been more options to bring them home than there are now. So clearly we're doing something wrong. And I know you're saying get everybody into the room, but why don't we look at other jurisdictions where you have things like, I don't like Uber, but Uber, you've got other companies that will offer this rideshare service. Why aren't we at least exploring those options as opposed to a blanket, no, we're not doing it?
Yeah, well, I think those conversations are happening. The department are aware of the issue, and most recently there was a transport committee where this particular subject was discussed. So I think we have enough brains within the industry to come up with some possible solutions, because the nighttime economy, Jonathan, is dying in front of our eyes. And the old, I know I'm of an age whereby come the weekend of that, it was great to be able to go out for a few jars or go out for a bite to eat and get a taxi home. I only lived about 3 or 4 miles from town, but I might as well have been 50 miles because I needed a taxi to get there. And more often than not, that wasn't available to me. So I think we need to get to a point that it'd be some form of a temporary license or some hackney license that's available to somebody. Maybe somebody that wants to earn a few bob extra at the weekend that wouldn't mind doing a few hours to try and get a few bob extra to help pay a mortgage
and,
or whatever.
And I don't, look, that's the most sensible thing, Robbie. I think that is what we need. We don't need full-time taxi drivers because it's very hard to make a full-time living out of it. What we do need is people who can hop on and hop off safely, be regulated to the point at which we can all be happy that the system is working. But for some reason, we seem to have lost that. It's worth the conversation being had. Fianna Fáil Senator Robbie Gallagher, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.